There has been no shortage of stories about dismal test scores in the Milwaukee public school system. We've heard less about how it performs in helping students and families address personal and social problems. No other district in the state uses as many resources as MPS to address the non-academic needs of its students. Those needs are the subject of today's installment of our series, Project Milwaukee, Barriers to Achievement in MPS.
Nearly 80% of MPS students get free meals at school because their families are impoverished. Some have been for two or more generations. District speech teacher Colleen Hobner says long-term poverty affects children in other ways you might not expect, such as the development of language skills.
When we've talked to our kids, we say things to them like, don't run in the street. You could get hit by a car. Look both ways before you cross the street. Children in poverty don't hear that. The parents are living in a survival kind of a mode, and typically our kids hear things like, out of the street. When you don't hear all that language that gives you all that context, you don't learn how to predict. You don't understand cause and effect. You don't understand all of those kinds of skills that lead you to problem solving.
Then there's the stress poverty can inflict. Hopkins Street School psychologist Amanda McEwen says MPS staff daily deal with the effects of homelessness.
With the little ones, you'll see acting out in temper tantrums. In the middle school students, you'll see anger and violence and fighting. And a lot of it is that underlying anxiety and oftentimes depression resulting from situations where they don't know where they're going to get their next meal. They don't know where they're going to be sleeping. They don't know who's going to be home when they get home.
McEwen says constant movement prevents children from forming friendships, which can lead to isolation or depression. Violence prevention specialist Beth Herman-Ukasik says Milwaukee has concentrations of poverty and household chaos, and those conditions hinder children from developing empathy.
We also now know that high rates of violence and poverty affect children's brains, and long-term stress, which kids in poverty and kids in violent situations will experience, actually changes the neurons in their frontal lobe, which are the things that control emotion. They help to control and regulate your behaviors. They help you to problem solve.
Herman-Ukasik and others we spoke with say the effects of poverty and violence can corrode the MPS mission of meeting the educational needs of its students. The mood is lighthearted at Running Rebels Community Center, an old red brick building on 13th and Fond du Lac. There's activity around a couple of pool tables and a big screen TV. It's quieter inside a small room on the second floor. That's where teenagers gather for tutoring and help with homework. Alvin, a 16-year-old South Division High School student, says this is a different environment than he encounters in some neighborhoods.
So-called gangbangers, people pistol playing, folks fighting.
What's pistol playing?
Like when you don't shoot, you just showing it and saying what you're going to do with it or whatever, but you ain't using it.
Alvin is one of five young people I met at the center. I asked them what made school challenging. Most nodded in agreement when 20-year-old Deborah recalled her time at an MPS alternative high school.
The fights in the classroom or just an overall distraction, you'll get one person who is like... Well, like class clowns, and then they really take your precious time away from your education. They're wasting the teacher's time.
How often did that happen?
It was an everyday thing. It was like almost like it was normal.
Steve Dykstra is a Milwaukee psychologist who works with scores of area youngsters. He says the sheer volume of problems in MPS creates a spillover that can overwhelm.
You could make the case that all of the students in MPS have those challenges because even if they don't have them personally, they're in a classroom with a large number of students who do. It's one thing if you have a child in your school who's suffering through that kind of stress and is under that burden. It's another thing if you have 30, or you have 100, or you have 200. Very quickly, your personal and other resources can be stressed.
Dykstra says staff cannot do everything they want to help all kids. Still, he's hopeful. He has seen healthy change occur when students make a positive connection with other kids and adults. That's what's happening for Washington High School 16-year-old Makisha.
Like, I got a best friend, and this year I've been on an honor roll ever since I was in school. So, yeah, she pushed me a lot and helped me do my homework and stuff like that. It's also the teachers, staff that really care, and, like, you can talk to them about anything. Those are the staff that want to help motivate the kids to do better. They greet us with a warm, open, comfortable environment.
And that makes a difference.
Yeah. A lot.
The school specialists we spoke with say many MPS students possess marvelous resiliency, and there's confidence the district's efforts to expand the protective environment for students will translate into higher achievement. Yet they grieve over the fact such changes are not happening soon enough. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.